So as I'm speaking to you right now, I kind of wish I had some more water. But let us go to John chapter 4. And in John chapter 4, we see Jesus, he left Judea and he departed to where? To Galilee. And listen to this in verse 4. But he needed to go through where? Samaria. So it's not like he just wanted to go there. It says that he needed to go through Samaria. And so Friday morning, as Betty Tiffany, very kind, she said, you know what? I'm going to take you to DMV. So she dropped me off. And so I was there. I got my stuff. But I need for somebody to take me back because I'll be stuck at DMV. And so kindly, Pastor Greg was passing by on the 15th, I believe. And he could have just driven straight to Fallbrook. He didn't have to stop in San Marcos. But what did he do? There was a need for me to somebody to pick me up. And so he decided to go through where? San Marcos. So look at this here. Jesus, he needed to go through Samaria. So what's in Samaria? Let's keep on reading. Verses 6 and 7. It says, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, what did he say? Give me a drink. So Jesus is asking from Samaritan woman, give me a drink. So what she's thinking? He's thirsty. Let's keep on reading. Verses 9. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you a living water. So this water that I have been drinking can never satisfy me enough. And in order for me to live and to function, I have to have this water, don't we? There's a big percentage of our bodies made out of water. So we have to drink that water. But what Jesus has to offer, no one else can offer that to you. With the water that Jesus is offering to this woman, she will never thirst again. Verse 13 says, Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into where? Everlasting life. Then Jesus go to tell this woman everything that she has done. But what amazed her the most is that Jesus knew exactly all the things that she had done. And he still was very much interested in her. In fact, out of all the places that he could have been, he was there next to that woman talking to her. And he's offering that water that goes into the everlasting life. But the moment she realizes that he is the Messiah, what does she do? She goes and tells everybody. She couldn't just sit on the church pew once a week and say, I'm satisfied. She couldn't just continue her regular lifestyle and say that she is fine. She couldn't just say that she was a Christian to her church family and then say to others that she has nothing to do with Christianity. She did something she had never done before. She fell in love with her Savior. She came to the well during the time when nobody else would be there. She didn't even want to see anyone. And now she's running all around the city telling everybody but this man who told her everything about her. And that is the Messiah. All she did, she told her story. This is what he said to me. John 4, verses 13 and 14 says, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. So here we see Jesus, he's giving the water. Now let's go to John chapter 8, verse 12. More than just giving a living water, Jesus also says, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Now let's take both of this, the living water, and he's the light in the darkness. Let us go to John chapter 19, verse 28. Where is Jesus at in this chapter? He's on the cross. And while he was on the cross, he was thinking about that Samaritan woman. He knew that this was the only way that he could save his child. When Jesus gave away this living water, what happened to him? Let us go to John 19, verse 28. This is what it says. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, what did he say? I thirst. Wait, isn't Jesus the one who gives the living water? How is he thirsty? He says, I thirst. He knew that this was the only way to save his child. When Jesus gave away this living water, he became thirsty for us. When Jesus is the light of the world, and anyone who comes to him will walk in the light, he faced darkness that has never been experienced before. When our destiny was to perish, our Heavenly Father could never just watch us being perished into eternity. And so Jesus looks at the Samaritan woman, and then he looks at the cross and the misery he's about to go through. And this is what he says. Worth it. She is worth of me going this way. Did he want to go this way? No. But because of his love for this woman, he was heading to the cross. My question for you and I, myself, today is, are we thirsty? Are we thirsty enough to come to Jesus to say, God, I need more? Do we feel empty inside of us? The things that don't satisfy us, we keep running to when God says, when Jesus says, just come to me and I will give you this living water. And Jesus, all he did, he has died for you. And what he said to the Samaritan woman, he's saying the exact same thing to you and I today. And why is that? Because it's in here. Because he loves us and he cares for us. And now I would like to invite all of us, all of you, as today we're partaking in the communion. As I'm going to dismiss all of you to think about what Jesus had to go through for you. And now, as I'm going to dismiss all of you, if anyone doesn't have somebody to participate with, we have deacons who will be willing to be there for you and guide you in this process. And so let us enter into this communion moment, and may the Lord bless you, and we'll be back here after that.